Hello, hello, hello. This is Haley Lynn Gray with Leadership Girl, and the show is called, incidentally enough, Leadership Girl, and you can find me on the website, leadershipgirl.com. I am a business coach, marketing strategist, and social media expert. My focus is on helping you make money, get in clients, and build the life of your dreams, whatever that means to you. And tonight I wanted to talk about a subject that is a bit near and dear to my heart and that I think really affects a lot of entrepreneurs, especially in the online space, but I see it affect almost every entrepreneur. But some of it is the mindset trap. And what I see a lot of people doing, especially in the online world, but I do see it in the brick and mortar world as well, is blaming mindset for everything that happens in your business. Mindset is super duper important for your business and making sure that you're actually performing your job and doing those things. But it is also a really important part, but it can also sabotage you, because if you're blaming your results of your business entirely on mindset, you're probably overlooking many of the aspects of problem solving that you need to be looking at in your business. So a great example that I have for you is that in recent months, a lot of business coaches have noticed that spending is way down from their clients, and that they are having a lot more trouble than usual getting clients. And one of the things that they've been blaming it on is, well, I've got somebody on the phone, but they're not spending money. It must be my mindset. And unfortunately, it could be anything but their mindset. They could have the best mindset in the world, but if people are worried about the outcome from the election here in the United States, or if they are worried about Christmas spending and family budgets and how spending money on a particular type of coach is going to impact their lives, they may decide that they can't afford a particular expense, and it may have absolutely nothing to do with that particular coach and everything to do with the actual client themselves. And it's important to remember that when you're starting to think about, okay, how is my mindset affecting this, or am I blocking this from happening or not? Problem solving is an important part of being an entrepreneur, and I think that many times we're too quick to judge and too quick to blame things rather than standing and looking in the mirror and deciding exactly who is to blame. And a lot of times it's ourselves, but sometimes it's not ourselves. Sometimes, you know, we've self-sabotaged. Sometimes we haven't. Sometimes it's situations entirely out of our control. Knowing when to call it one or the other is critical in your business, because keeping your mind open and allowing things to process as they should is going to be so important in your business. Keeping an open mind, focusing on problem solving, it is going to be the way that you start to really get ahead in your business in the long run. You know, it's amazing how often so many of our problems are between our ears, whether it's that mindset piece or not. Now, I'm not telling you that mindset is not important in your business. It absolutely is. I see a lot of people sabotage themselves, and, you know, the problem is between their ears, and that they get in front of themselves, or they just don't do the work, or they keep inventing reasons why they're not being successful and putting it out there as, well, I can't be successful until I have a website. I can't be successful until I do this launch. I can't be successful until I do this marketing campaign. And those are certainly mindset issues, because there are plenty of businesses out there that are wildly successful without a website. There are plenty of businesses out there that are wildly successful without a Facebook page, without massive social media marketing campaigns that may be growing from grassroots efforts. In fact, I know one of my accountants doesn't have a website. She doesn't even have an online presence at all because she doesn't believe in doing that. And yet she is tremendously successful in her business. People come finding her primarily by word of mouth from other contacts. So it's incredibly powerful. And you do see, you know, people getting results without all of those fancy bells and whistles. But many times people, you know, tell themselves they can't have a proper business until they have the right website, until they have the right sales copy, until they have the right this, that, the other, the professional photo shoot, you name it. And that's really not true. Those are just really blocks that we're putting in front of ourselves. It's where we're sabotaging. That's definitely a mindset issue. But, you know, you also need to be aware of environmental issues, other things that are outside of your control that may very well be affecting your clients and your potential clients and leads, because to not be aware of those and not problem solve your way out of the situation could mean that you're leaving a lot of money and a lot of opportunities on the table. It may be that, for instance, you know, trying to do a launch in the middle of the U.S. presidential election that has been violently bitter, maybe not be the best thing or the most successful thing, because people are scared that whoever their candidate is not going to get elected, or that the other person can get elected. So they've been holding on to their money for months now. And that does affect a lot of businesses. And I think that once the uncertainty of the results of the election are out of the way, people will be much more likely to actually spend on their businesses, because that element of doubt is removed, good or bad. So it will definitely mean that, you know, things get easier. But, you know, that can certainly be a major factor in why people aren't spending, and just being aware of that and, you know, how your launch cycles and your sales cycles are working around that is super important. Time of year can be hugely impactful on our businesses, being mindful of that. You know, a lot of people choose to not really work very much between Thanksgiving and New Year, and that's okay, but it also means that they're not spending money on certain aspects of their business, but they're also spending money in other ways, left, right, and center. January is not a great time to be going out and selling Girl Scout cookies, and yet we do it because everybody is on a diet and they're on those New Year's resolutions, so they're not spending money and they're on a diet, so they're not eating all those crazy calories. And, of course, trying to buck that trend of the New Year's resolution definitely makes it much more difficult when it comes to trying to sell cookies. And I've experienced that firsthand for many years running. You know, so being aware of your environment, what's going on around you, is going to help you build your business, is going to help you grow and really get the kind of results that you are looking for in your business. So I hope that helps you guys with that concept of mindset. So many times, you know, we sabotage ourselves, but that's not the only thing going on. Sometimes the sabotage is just quite simply not being able to look outside of ourselves and outside of our own wishful thinking and truly problem solve and figure out what environmental factors, what other factors may be contributing to our success or our failure in our businesses, and having that gut reaction and the feelings of this is what is really going on is going to be important going forward in your business. So I hope that helps. I hope that you are having a fantastic week this week and that you are growing your business like wildfire. I know that the holidays coming up can be a very interesting time to be doing business, but so many entrepreneurs really do successfully grow their businesses during that time, even though a lot of people are in hibernation mode. It can be, in a lot of ways, the best time to take your proverbial foot and put it pedal to the metal for those couple of months and see some absolutely explosive growth in your business. I highly encourage you to come online and find us in the Women's Entrepreneur Network on Facebook. It's a great Facebook group, which is comprised currently of about 16,000 amazing people and primarily women. It is the Women's Entrepreneur Network on Facebook, the Facebook group. You can also find me online at leadershipgirl.com. I would love to hear you and love to hear your comments and thoughts on business in general. You can also find me on my Facebook page, Leadership Girl with Haley Lynn Gray. I hope that you have a fantastic evening and, you know, pay attention to that mindset and how you are problem solving or not your way out of your problems, and have a fantastic evening. Good night.